Amelia let herself into her friend's apartment. She was given the spare key earlier on in the afternoon. Her best friend, Louise, had been there ever since the difficult stages had started. Although Vincent knew she had told Louise about him and his behaviour, he never questioned aspects of what they discussed, and he always gave her that respect. She closed the door behind her and leant back on the door in the dark hallway. There was a light of the street lamps coming through the hallway window, and it gave a warm glow to the darkness there. She felt her heart beating loud and forceful in the quiet still of the night. She placed her right hand over the left side of her chest, clutching the area tightly. Closing her eyes, she went back to the nights when he would find her skin as the lights went out. His hands would wander and explore every inch of her body, and she would respond with intense emotion at the lightest touch. Her legs weren't weak. She slowly slid down the door and sat down on the floor, right there in the hallway. She put a bag gently between her legs and rested her elbows on her knees, supporting her head. Looking straight down the hallway, she always loved how Louise kept the place so immaculate and cozy at the same time. She smiled to herself and then felt sad at how she would miss her best friend who had been a rock throughout her life. She could not have done any of this without her. Now the time was finally here. She felt that she never counted the hours until they ran out. When she took the decision all that time ago, it always felt like there was so much time and perhaps things would have worked out differently. She opened her bag and pulled out another envelope. This one was addressed to Louise. She knew Vincent would have been home by now and he would have opened the letter and read it. This was why she had turned her mobile phone off. She did not want him calling. Perhaps he was already on his way over to hers, but she obviously wasn't there. He would most likely try calling Louise next or even coming over here, but it would be too late by then. She got up slowly, needed to be as quiet as possible so not to wake Louise up. Her bedroom was down the hall and to the left, and her door was slightly peeking open. Amelia could hear the slight ticking of the clock in Louise's room. She could never understand how she could find that calming to help her sleep. She kicked off her shoes, placed them neatly along the wall in the hall, took her coat off and hung it up on the coat stand, keeping the hall as neat as she could so not to create any further work for Louise. As she also left her bag hanging on the peg, she took out another mobile phone. This one had no working SIM. She just needed the alarm clock and the timer option. She ever so gently walked towards Louise's bedroom, holding the phone and the envelope in her hand. She peered around the door. She saw her friend sleeping with the duvet wrapped tightly around her torso and her legs hanging over the bed. She smiled at her best friend and felt her eyes water with tears. She bit her lip and held the tears back as best as she could. The light from the night's moonlight sky flooded the room as the blinds were left open. Amelia walked slowly over to the bedside cabinet and placed the phone that she had set the timer to sound in 5 minutes with the envelope on top of it. The words in the envelope read, "Open immediately, Louise. Love, Amelia." She stood there for a moment and watched Louise sleep. "Thank you," she softly spoke and turned to leave the room. The main bathroom was just off the hallway, and Amelia took her bag back from where she had hung it earlier into the bathroom with her. She waved her hand under the cabinet mirror over the sink that turned the vanity lights on around the mirror. She sat on the floor, back against the bathroom radiator. She did not even realise her hands were shaking until she tried to take her wristwatch off and set it down between her legs, face up. She was conscious of the timer set to 5 minutes in Louise's room and needed to compose herself. She opened the bag, emptied the contents onto the floor in front of her. Her heart was pounding, aching to jump out of her chest. Hands were shaking and a cold sweat precipitated from her forehead and her neck. Staring at the contents of the bag sprawled out there on the floor, she closed her eyes. And she pictured the big, dark brown eyes of Vincent, and she smiled.